Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Resh Pei Dalid Amud Beis. We're in the fourth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and Be'ezras Hashem, we're going to finish off the beautiful Siman Tuf Chof Beis today. Now, we had read the Mechaber yesterday at the start of Sif Dalid, and we're up to now the Ramah. We were talking yesterday in the Mechaber about what you're allowed to interrupt for in the middle of the saying of the Halal Rosh Chodesh. And the Ramah qualifies the Mechaber statement, and he writes, Hagah v'davka b'Rosh Chodesh u'Pesach b'yomim she'en gom Halal on the days of Chol HaMoed Pesach and on the last days of Pesach when we don't complete the Halal, which we discussed previously why that is so. So on these days, when you're not saying a full Halal, that's when these laws that the Mechaber taught us about, you're allowed to interrupt in the days when they used to interrupt during the davening to give Sheila Shalom, so then that applies only for Rosh Chodesh and Pesach days that you don't finish the Halo. But the Ramah says, Abo Kishagom, so on days when you do finish the Halo, Linyan Afsaka Dino Kamob Kriyeshma, you can't be as makel as the Mechaber suggested you could be. You have to follow the rules of what you're allowed to interrupt for Sheila Shalom in the middle of Kriyeshma and the Brachos of Kriyeshma. And these halachos were taught to us, the Ramah says, V'ayin Lekamen in Simon Tov Peches Sif Alef, that's where these dinim are taught with the halachos of Yontif. Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Chav Gimel tells us that over there it explains Shasha Mevor Hetev Din Havsaka. The rules of Havsaka are explained over there in detail. We can see some of this in the issue footnote number 26. La Anos Ledvarim Shebikdusha Be'em Sahalo. What you're allowed to answer in the middle of Halo in regards to Amens and Baruch Hu Baruch Shemos, etc. So the Ramah writes Shebiyamim Shebehem Gomim Sahalo on days that we complete the Halo. So then Mafsik Bahalo Kidero Shemafsik Bekriyashma. As we just pointed out, the Ramah said you have the same rules is what you're allowed to interrupt for in Kriyashma. And there the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Samach Vav tells us, Shemutu lahafsik bo kidei lanos lekadish kedusha ubaruchu. You're allowed to interrupt in the middle of Halo to answer the kadish, kedusha, and baruchu. Only certain parts of the kedusha, kadosh, 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 baruch, kavod, and according to some, Yimloch as well, and certainly in Cain, Kol Shekain Shemut Lanos Ledvarim Eilu B'Halo Shav Rosh Chodesh. Certainly, you can answer those things on the Halo of Rosh Chodesh, because Shahevsik Bodino Kal Mikriyashma, because there the laws are more lenient than by Kriyashma. What about Amen and Baruch Hoshmo? So he says from Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita brought down the Yishei Yisrael, Shabaruchu Uvroch Shmo Lo Yane. You're not allowed to answer Baruchu Uvroch Shmo, but you would be allowed to answer Amen. Furthermore, Kisha Omei Bebirchas Yalucha, Shabasof Halo. The last brach of Halal is not just Baruch Atah Hashem Melech Mulah Batish Brachos, it's the entire stanza of Yahalucha. And therefore, if the Shleach Tzibur finishes Melech Mulah Batish Brachos and you're still in the paragraph of Yahalucha, Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita brings down, you're not supposed to answer Amen. This is a similar rule that's brought down by the Bir Halacha in regards to Yishtabach. If you started saying Yishtabach and the Shliach Tzibur finishes the brach of Yishtabach, you're not allowed to answer Amen to the Shliach Tzibur. Furthermore, im siyim es habracha shelach ha-halo yachanim shliach tzibur, if you finish melech mulah batish brachos at the same time that the chazan does, so we learned in Simen Nun Aleph that you're allowed to answer amen on the bracha of the shliach tzibur, even though you said the same bracha. This is allowed to be done over here, kiven shahabi poskim sovrim shebracha zu ona amen gam al birchas atzmo, because by yishtabach, and as well over here by the halo, there are opinions that say you should answer amen even to your own bracha, so certainly you're allowed to answer amen to the bracha of the shliach tzibur, even though you're saying the bracha at the same time yourself. Furthermore, if you get called up for an aliyah to the Torah, and you're in the middle of Halo, so Chaim Palaji brings down from the Kafa Chaim and the Shari Rachamim as well, Sherashoy La'alos, that you are allowed to go and get the aliyah. And he says this is even on days when you're completing the Halo, not only on Rosh Chodesh, because the din of Halo is like the din of Kriyashma, and the Mishnah Berurah brings down in regards to the din of Kriyashma, that if you get called up for an aliyah and you're in the middle of Kriyashma, you're allowed to go up and get the aliyah, and therefore the same halach applies by Halo. Finally, somebody has to go to the bathroom in the middle of Halo, and it's not so much that he has to go that it would be over the Isra of Baal Tishaktsu, so then you should wait until you finish the Halo and then go to the bathroom. That concludes the laws of Hafsak, of the interruptions in Halo. Now we go to Sif Hei. The Mechaber writes, Im Hifsik Bo Vishaw. If somebody was saying Halo and for some reason he stops in the middle, Afilu Shaw Kidei Ligma Kulo, and he stopped long enough that he could have actually completed the Halo. Eino tzorech lachzel rosh. He doesn't have to go to back to the beginning. He can just pick up from where he left off and finish the halal over there. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Chav Dalid that this stopping over here applies even afilu shoa machmasonis, even if it was through no fault of his own. For example, shoya mokum eino noki uchai gada. He suddenly realized it was in a place that wasn't clean, or something happened over here that he wasn't able to through no fault of his own. He was an onus. This din applies as well. Sivkotn Chafei, the Mishbura says, Eino Tzorach Lachzal Rosh, you don't have to go back to the beginning. And this is true, he says, Afil B'shosh Gomer Mahalo. This isn't only on Rosh Chodesh when you're minhag to say Halo, but even on the day that you're obligated to say Halo. Nami Eino Tzorach Lachzal, you don't go back to the beginning, you're allowed to just pick up from where you left off. And he says, Vafilu Lufi Psaka Ramah B'simin Samachay, even according to the Ramah that says, Gabi Kriyashma over there, the Hechi Shehoya Shashia Machmas Onis, the Tzorach Lachzal Rosh, there, in regards to Kriyashma, if you pause long enough, even if it wasn't your own fault, and you pause long enough that you could have finished the Kriyashma, that you do have to go back and start from the beginning. Shiny Halal, Halal is different. The Kol Ikaru Enu Element Rabbanim, because the whole idea of Halal is only a Din Rabbanim. Vafilu Bishar Shegomim, so even on days that you're obligated to say the Halal, Olohachi Lo Machmirinam Day, and therefore we're not Machmir over here. That is the first opinion that the Mishnah Berurah brings down. And in Sivkotn Chav Gimel in the Shaar HaTzion, he says this is the opinion of the Daiki Moshe, the Ramah. In Sivkotn Chav Dalet, however, the Chofetz Chaim says in the Shaar HaTzion that the Lavush and the Bach are Machmir. And that's what he now says in the Mishnah Berurah. V'yesh Machmirim Azeh. There are others, the Lavush and the Bach, that are Machmir over here. V'akin Tov, Lachzor L'Kroso B'li Brocha. And in order to fulfill everybody's opinion, he says it's best that you go and repeat the Halal from the beginning, but don't repeat the Brocha. He says, furthermore, Ayin Le'el and Simin Samachay, with the halachos of Kriyashma, B'mishnah Berurah over there, and the Bir Halach over there, Shom B'yarnu Kol Prati Didim Elu. Those halachos are discussed in greater detail over there, and the same halacha applies over here to Halal. In Dirshu footnote number 27, he brings down, based upon this, if somebody is Mesupak, he doesn't know, he doesn't remember, did he say Halal on Rosh Chodesh or on Yontif or not? So the Shagas Ayah brings down, and it's also brought down in the Shari Tshuva, She'enu Tzarech Lachzor V'lo Mahalo. You don't have to go back and say Halal, because technically, it's a din the rabbanon kivin shasofit the rabbanon lekula. You don't have to go and repeat it. The issue footnote number 28 brings down haofin l'sharis as man shasho. How do you estimate the amount of time that it would have taken you to finish off the halal? Does that go by your reading, by somebody else's reading, by this time today, by a different time that you read it? So he brings down from the Ramah in Simon Samachay in regards to Kriyashma, Shemisharin Bikore Atzmo, Velo Lefi Kriyas Rov Neodim. How fast you normally say it and not how fast the Tzibur. You daven slower, so then you have a bigger shear. If you daven faster, you have a smaller shear. And the Mishnah Berurah over there adds, this is Ben Lahako, Ben Lahachmir. It doesn't make a difference whether it's more Machmir or more Mekel as a result. You follow your shear. And he brings down as well from Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita, and the Isha Yisrael, that you go by that time that you read it today, even though normally you may read it faster. Today you read it slower, or normally you may read it slower. Today you read it fast, you read it faster. So he says you go by the time that you're reading now, but he leaves it off at Tzorochi, and maybe this isn't 100% correct. The issue footnote number 29 brings down, how do we paskin over here in this machlokus between the Daki Moshe and the Levush and the Bach? So he says, the best eitz over here is, Siyim Shamagin Avram Kosav Shiyachso Likros Halo B'li Bracha. In this situation, go back and read it over without saying a bracha. Now we go to Sifav. The Mechaber writes, Hakore Halal L'mafreya. If somebody reads Halal in a backwards way, L'mafreya means that you read certain parts that are normally said afterwards, earlier, and then you say the parts that are normally said earlier, afterwards. We'll have more of a discussion about this in the Bir Halacha momentarily. But if somebody reads it l'mafreya, backwards, lo yotza, he doesn't fulfill his obligation, or the minhag, to say halal that day. The Ramah adds, Ta'a, when you made such a mistake, yachzor l'makum shetobo, go back to the place where you made the mistake, and this is brought down in the name of the Rabbeinu Yerucham. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkotn Chavvav tells us the Nafka b'Gemara. We learn from the Gemara why this is so that you can't read it l'mafreya. You can't read it backwards because the pasuk in Halal says midirsiv mi mizrach shemesh ad mivavo meulo shem Hashem. When the sun goes and rises in the east and goes and travels across to the west, that is a praise of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Ma shemesh holeches kiseida mi mizrach l'marav. Just like the sun goes and travels from the east to the west, kein hahilu tzorich lios kiseider dafka v'lo l'mafreya. So when we praise Hakadosh Baruch Hu, it has to be in the exact order that the praises are written and not doing it in a backwards way, l'mafreya. And what do we define as l'mafreya? V'hai l'mafreya? L'chora hainu dafko b'seder ha'psukim. This is to say the psukim out of order. The psukim within the same paragraph. You can't say them out of order. But avolim hiktim parsha l'chaverta, if you were to say the third paragraph before you say the second paragraph, that would be okay. Afol pi she'eino rasha yotza. Even though you shouldn't do this, you would be yotzi b'di'evin. Just like we learned back in Simon Samachtal in regards to Kriyashma. If you said the second parsha, and before you said the first parsha, you would be Yotzi B'di'evit. However, that is not everybody's opinion. The Mishnah Berurah then says, Avokam Achronim Machmirim Gabe Halal, Afilu Parshos. As opposed to by Kriyashma, which is normally a stricter din, here by Halal, there are those that are Machmir to say that if you say the third paragraph before the second paragraph, you would not be Yotzi. Because Kivan, the Smuchen Heim Zelazeh B'Tilim, because the Kapitlach of Hallel are all together in the Tehillim, from Kuf Yud Gimel to Kuf Yud Tes, the Alkein Bevadai Nochon Lahachmer Bezev Alachzu Velikros. And therefore, if you're saying them out of order here, it's worse than by saying the Parshos of Kriyashma out of order. And therefore, Ochein, Im Yachzov Yevorach Yishlaim Bedover. But should you make a bracha, that already is a separate issue. Do you repeat the bracha? Lafilu Linian Kriyas Psukim on Afreya. And even if you read the psukim out of order within the same capital, it's not clear that you have to go back and make a new bracha, like he writes in the Bir Halacha. Now let's look at this Bir Halacha. It's a long Bir Halacha, a very important one. If you read it backwards in that Yotze. So this is brought down, as we said, based upon the Gemara in Megillah, and the Chofetz Chaim writes, this seems to be only on days where you're obligated to say Hallel, the full Hallel, and not on Rosh Chodesh, because it uses the lashon of yotza or lo yotza, and that would only apply on days that you're obligated. How can you say you're yotze or not yotze if you're not obligated? And he says, therefore, where did the Shulchan Aruch get this from in regards to Rosh Chodesh, which is only a minhag? Furthermore, he says, l'chora l'mafreya nikra, the definition of mafreya means, if you read a pasuk echod be'ezek kapitul, v'yachar sh'omer achrav ezek psukim nizkar midilugo, v'yomer shom ze'a pasuk. It's when you read the psukim in one capital out of order. And he brings down this then Nikra Korla Mafreya. That's called a Mafreya. But he says, Vikoshali, therefore it's problematic over here because that's only in regards to Kriyashma. Shasham imchiser pasachet liyotza. Because in regards to Kriyashma, if you leave out one pasach in that yotzi. But here in Halal of a Hocha, skipping a little bit later in the Bir Halacha, he says, Gabe Halal de Rosh Chodesh, we already skipped certain paragraphs. And what difference does it make which paragraphs you skipped? As we said in yesterday's shiur, brought down the name of the Rambam, that while Amina gets to skip the paragraphs that we customarily skip in what we call the half hollow, if you skipped something else, that would also satisfy the purpose. And therefore, Chavetz Chaim wants to suggest, nearly, it appears to me, that this definition of mafreya is a little bit different. It's only talking over here. You didn't say the first pasuk of the halal, and you started with the second pasuk, and then you go back and say the first pasuk. In this situation, here you can't say this is equivalent to diluk, because you're not skipping something over here, you're rearranging it, you're saying it backwards. And he says, Lamaisa, how do we paskin over here? The end of the Bir Halacha, Bivadi Eshlahach mi Bechol Gavne, Shakorla Mafreya Lachzu Likros. Any way that you messed up in the hollow, that you said it out of order, you should go back to the beginning, to the place where you made the mistake, and reread it from over there, like the Beis Yosef and the Magen Avraham write. But in regards to the bracha, Yesh Lazor Shalom Lachzu Lavarach, but we don't repeat the bracha over here, Kamosha Kasavna Mitchila, as we already explained previously. And certainly, if you're saying Halal on Rosh Chodesh by yourself, which as we learned in yesterday's shir, there are many Rishonim who say you don't make a bracha at all in that situation, so certainly you don't repeat the bracha in that situation. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chav Zayin tells us over here, wrote Salomer, when it says you go back to the place that you made the mistake, indeed like Pasuk Yachad, if you skip one Pasuk, for example, Viniskarachachach, you only read this afterwards that you missed that Pasuk, Loyam Renabu Mokum Shiniska, don't say it right where you are. The heavy lake Kriyala Mafreya, that would be called reading it backwards. What should you do? Ela Yasklo Meoso Pasuk, you say the Pasuk that you missed, that you left out, the Yomer Alaseder Atsof, and you pick up from the next Pasuk right after that, where you had already said it, but you repeat it now from the place that you skipped. You insert the Pasuk that you skipped, and then you keep on reading from that very place. If you're not sure, v'meinu yodeh be'ezah mokum toh, you don't know exactly where you made the mistake, yachzel rosha parsha, you go back to the last parsha that you know that you said correctly and start from the next parsha, shenof alo ha-sofik, the parsha that you have a sofik in your mind, did I or did I not say this parsha correctly, go to the beginning of that parsha. If you know the exact place you made the mistake, you can go back to that place. If not, you go back to the beginning of the parsha. The Chofetz Chaim adds over here in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskul l'mokum shetah, he says this din is brought down over here, the name of the Rabbeinu Yerucham is brought by the Beis Yosef. But he says, I don't know where the Rabbeinu Yerucham got it from. He says, you can't compare it to Kriyashma. Kriyashma is a din d'oraisa, and this is not. So he suggests on his own, at the end of this Bir Halacha of Ulai, the Kivan Shum Avorach ala Halal, since you're making a brach on Halal, that maybe you're saying Hashem's name inappropriately, unless you go back and say it properly, that's why. Even over here, even though it's on Din Rabbanan, we treat it like a Sopik Daraisa, and therefore we make the person repeat the entire Halal over here that he missed from the point that he made the mistake. The issue, footnote number 34, brings down a number of important dinim over here, and he says, at the end of the middle of this Dirshu footnote. Mikol Mokom, Bein Ladasa Rambam, Bein Ladasa Sharpo. So whether you hold like the Rambam that's Din Darais over here, or whether you hold it in a smacht over here, in Mesupak al Eza Bracha, in Berach Olo, if you're not sure on any Bracha, did you or did you not say a Bracha? So by Din Darais, we go Lahachmir, and we make you repeat the Bracha. So for example, in a Bracha, of Birchas HaTorah, which is according to almost all the poskim, a din daraisa. If you don't remember, did you or did not say it? You have to repeat one of the brachos of Birchas HaTorah. But by a bracha derabanan, lo yachzol baruch, the minhag is not to go back and repeat it. And he brings that from the Shaar HaTzion. Even if the person over here would like to go and repeat it, also lahachmir bezel baruch misafik, we do not allow you to go and say it because of the concern of lo sisa over here is more chamer mishar laden, and therefore we do not ask you to go and repeat the bracha if you want to al safik. But the din is that a bracha derabanan we say safik derabanan lekula. Siv Zayin. The Mechaber writes mitzvahs kriyas halal meuma. The person has to say the halal while he's standing up. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Chavches why lefisha halal edus shivcho shel makom v'niflos of v'nisim shasalonu, because halal is a testimony. It's an edus over here testifying about the praise of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, his greatness, his wonders, his miracles that he's done for us, and therefore edus has to be standing up. Mitzvahs edus ba'amida. That's why we say vayichulu on Friday night. We say it's standing up because it's a testimony, and therefore we say it's standing up. Chayin kosev b'halal. In halal itself, it says halalu avdei Hashem sha'omdim v'chule. Therefore, we say it's standing up. Omiyo b'leil Pesach. However, on Pesach night by the Seder, mitoch shecholkin oso. Since we divide up the halal in different parts of the Seder, shein korin oso kula g'achas. We don't read it all together. Lo matruchinon oso la'amo b'chol pam. We don't make people stand up in their Seder when they say the halal. Furthermore, v'od shederech leil psochem uderech haseba v'cheres. He brings out from the Shiboli Aleket that since on the night of Pesach, we're supposed to be like kings, and we do everything b'derech haseba while we're leaning and like freedom, so therefore, we don't have to stand up. However, mikol makom, b'di'evet, im kara miyushav, afilu b'yom mishagor mahalo. Mishabur concludes, and he says, if a person was not able to stand up for whatever the reason, even if he just didn't stand up, so then, b'di'evet, if you said the halo while you were sitting down, even if it's a halo that you're mechuyev to say on a yontif, that you say with a bracha, and your gomer is a halo, nevertheless, the Prima Gadim says, yotza, you are yotze b'di'evet. Dishu footnote number 36 brings down, if somebody is weak, and he's physically unable to stand up easily, so the Aruch HaShulchan says that by halo you don't have to be matriach yourself. Even by Shmoneh Esrei you would be matriach yourself. By halo you don't have to be matriach yourself. The issue footnote number 35 brings down the same din applies to Birchas HaGomel. The Rambam says that you should say it standing up, and the Eliyahu Rabbah says, Mishum Shiyesh Lahalal Ushevach Es Hashem Bamida, because you should always praise Hashem when you're standing up. According to Eliyahu Rabbah, Shekol Divrei Shevach Halal Hashem Hareim Kamiris Halal V'Tzorach La'Omer Bamida. According to this, that you always have to praise Hashem standing up. The Chassid Sofer asks, how come we don't have to stand up for the Megillah? The Megillah takes the place of Halal, and he says, based upon this, according to Eliyahu Rabbah, you should have to stand up when you read the Megillah. How come that's not so? Finally, the Bir Halacha in Dibra Maskel Me'uma, the Chofetz Chaim writes, look in the Morgan Avraham, the Asur Lismoch Atzmo Le'omud Lakoso, that when you're saying you have to be standing up, you shouldn't be leaning on something as well, the Smicha Eino Kamida, that when a person is leaning on something, that is not called standing up. And he wants to suggest that that then applies over here as well, even though he brings down from the base mayor. He says that that may not be true over here by Adin Rabbanon, where we're maybe a little bit more makel. And he concludes, and he says, by halal, ein lahach miyoser miyeshiva biyazara, it should be the same din as you're not allowed to sit down in the azara. And there, if you lean a little bit, it's okay. So too over here, if you lean a little bit, as long as you won't fall flat on your face, if you were leaning like that, then the halach would be that you would be able to lean in that fashion. And he concludes his bir halach. He says, usmicha muetes shiminotel also dover lo yipol. A little bit of leaning, if you'd remove the thing and you wouldn't fall down, bevadim muti. He says that that's acceptable. And Dish footnote number 37 brings down the same halach applies by tekiyah shofar, and the same halach applies in regard to standing on Yom Kippur during the vidui, that a person should really not lean at all. If leaning on that item, if you took it away, it would make you fall down. However, umashma shesmicha mu'etes muteres. A little bit of leaning is acceptable, as long as if you remove that thing, you wouldn't fall down. That type of leaning, one doesn't have to be machmir about. With this, we conclude the beautiful siman Tov Chof Beis and today's shir.